Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Monday, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, it's a brand new day, it's a brand new week, and we are halfway through the month of February. Can you believe it? We, of course, have your news headlines coming up today. We have the Truth of the Day from Mary Ellen Togetovich. We have music from a brand new artist of the week. Literally, I found out about this single yesterday through a friend of mine. You guys will be hearing it here on our program. And today, in an entertainment spotlight, you're being part of my conversation with conservationist, photographer, and author Joel Satori. Before we get into all that, though, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
There is only one race, the human race. But the President of the United States is Klan. And his plan to separate the races is set in place. 300 years in the United States' future. Author Tracy O'Neill Horton, whose own eyes were open to racism while serving in the U.S. military overseas, wrote K3 both to open others' eyes to hate crimes and to inspire readers to change the country's trajectory through courage and love. Hit K3 by author Tracy O'Neill Horton. Available on Amazon, in paperback, and on Kindle.
For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines. In Mississippi news, the Mississippi State Department of Health has reported 1,093 new COVID-19 cases and two additional deaths. There have now been in Mississippi 287,436 COVID-19 cases and 6,462 coronavirus-related deaths in the state since March of 2020. As winter weather descended on Mississippi, health officials were asking those with appointments to get a COVID-19 shot not to worry. If the appointment is canceled because of hazardous weather conditions, it will automatically be rescheduled and individuals will be notified by a phone message, text, or email about the rescheduled appointment. In a related story, average new U.S. virus cases below 100,000 for first time in months. Average daily new coronavirus cases in the United States dipped below 100,000 in recent days for the first time in months, but experts cautioned on Sunday that infections remain high and precautions to slow the pandemic must remain in place. The 7-day rolling average of new infections was well above 200,000 for much of December and went to roughly 250,000 in January, according to data kept by Johns Hopkins University as the pandemic came roaring back after it had been tamed in some places over the summer. That average dropped below 100,000 on Friday for the first time since November the 4th. It stayed below 100,000 on Saturday. On Saturday, the 7-day rolling average for deaths was around 2,500 a day. That number peaked at more than 3,300 earlier in the winter, according to Johns Hopkins. The U.S. saw a spike of more than 5,400 deaths reported on Friday, nearly half from Ohio, where authorities said earlier in the week that they planned to add deaths to the state's tally over the course of a few days, after discovering as many as 4,000 unreported COVID-19 fatalities. In national news, two impeachment trials, two escape hatches for Donald Trump, says the Associated Press. Donald Trump's first impeachment trial centered on a phone call Americans never heard with the leader of a country very far away. The trial went on for 2 weeks of he said, she said. There was a mountain of evidence to pore over, but not one drop of blood to see. Trump's second impeachment trial was a sequel centered on the rage, violence, and anguish of one day in Washington. There was nothing foreign or far away about it. There was even blood. Together, these two trials, a year apart, spoke to one president's singular capacity to get into and out of trouble, the story of Trump's life. The only president to be impeached twice has once again evaded consequences, says the Associated Press, though this time, as an election loser, shunted off the field of play to the jeering section, at least for now. In a broadside against Trump, every bit as brutal as that leveled by Democrats, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell declared the ex-president practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day with his behavior and disgraceful dereliction of duty. The leader of the free world cannot spend 2 weeks thundering that shadowy forces are stealing our country and then feign surprise when people believe them and do reckless things, says McConnell. But this was after he gave Trump an escape hatch for the ages, voting to acquit him on the grounds that the Senate, in his view, cannot legitimately try a president out of office. And finally, in entertainment news, Timberlake apologizes to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson. In a lengthy social media post, Justin Timberlake says that he wants to apologize to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson because I care for and respect these women and I know I failed. I've seen the messages, tags, comments, and concerns, and I want to respond, he said. I am deeply sorry for the times in my life where my actions contributed to the problem, where I spoke out of turn, or I did not speak up for what was right. I understand that I fell short in these moments and in many others and benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism, he wrote Friday. Timberlake's social media post comes a week after the release of the New York Times documentary framing Britney Spears, the FX and Hulu film that takes a historical look at the circumstances that led to Spears' conservatorship in 2008 and highlights the Free Britney movement of fans who want to see her released from it and given control of her life. More backlash hit Timberlake as social media began to recall the wardrobe malfunction with Jackson that caused a national controversy at the 2004 Super Bowl. Some argued that Jackson, as a black woman, fell victim to a racist and sexist double standard and received harsher treatment than Timberlake, as a white man did, and that he benefited from white male privilege. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for the Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Tiganovich. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Ellen with your Truth of the Day. Heal with harmony. When you feel uneasy about family disturbances or societal misperceptions, you feel powerless to do anything about them. Want to release these troublesome situations? Focus and infuse them with love. This will aid in the healing of any situation you might see. Your calm and loving attitude will begin to attract more harmonious energy. This soothes your frustration, leaving a healing calmness within you. Focus on love and harmony in any relationship or problem. It is easy to forget how powerful our thoughts are in resolving any type of misperception. Lift your thoughts above the turmoil. Stay focused firmly on love and harmony. Initiate a powerful process of healing, not only for yourself, your family, and your friends, but also for our society and our world. Today, allow the flow of harmonious and loving energy into your thoughts. And remember, enjoy your day.
One of my good friends, best-selling author Steve Manchester, hit me up yesterday on Facebook to tell me about a brand new single from his daughter, Bella Manchester. I then headed over to Amazon.com, bought the single for myself, and I enjoyed it, and I know I want to share it with all of you. Bella's going to be joining me this week on Conversations Live, the radio show, so we'll be able to talk about the single. But here is her new single, I'll Go, right here on Conversations Daily News.
I'm by myself and you don't care. I'm crying. This emptiness inside my heart. You told me you wouldn't break that heart. So I'll go. Cause I'm not here for you anymore. I'm here for me that's through that door. Every broken piece of me became something I'm proud to be. Cause if the voice inside said it's alright, I would have never learned to take a flight away from something we knew wasn't meant to be. From something I knew I didn't need to be.
No, 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 no,
crying and you're not there. This emptiness I fell apart. You broke your promise. You broke my heart.
That again with Bella Manchester with I'll Go right here on Conversations with Daily News. I got that single through our friends at Amazon.com. You can get it through your favorite online retailer. And make sure you guys are following Bella. You can find her on Instagram. We are part of my conversation coming up with conservationist, photographer, and author Joel Satori in an entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations with Daily News. Ask yourself, what would you do if you were 10 times bolder? If you answered anything other than what you're doing right now, then fear is reducing your destiny. Fear and intimidation are tactics that our common enemy uses. The courage to step out of the familiar is about recognizing those things that hold us back and learning to recognize things that stand in the way of your destiny. You have an assignment that is specific to you. Dennis Perkins' book, The Courage to Step Out of the Familiar, will help you realize that this assignment is from God to help others. So ask yourself, are you ready to step out of your comfort zone? Get your copy of The Courage to Step Out of the Familiar by Dennis Perkins today on Amazon.com or ZulonPress.com. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Conservationist, photographer, and author Joel Satori joined me recently on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about the work he's devoted his life to and his fascinating new book by National Geographic, The Photo Ark. Here's part of our conversation.
What has it been like for you to not only to be able to share their stories, but also their importance?
Well, it's actually a big honor because a lot of these species, we're the only ones that pay any attention to them. They're small, brown, you know, it could be a little sparrow or a rodent. It could be a minnow that lives in a stream, snails, mussels. We do all creatures, great or small, rare or common, to try to get the public to care about biodiversity, and the fate of ourselves is really tied to that. You know, we can't doom a big percentage of other animals to extinction and think that we'll be just fine. It won't work that way.
Yeah.
So it's a big honor to be able to look these animals in the eye, and I'm sometimes the only one that's ever really done that, paid attention to them and photographed them. You know, so we can really get a good look at them, certainly then give them an international audience or voice.
I think, too, to be able to get a little bit of their stories, too. Have you always known, Joel, that the world, you know, that we live in, that we are all connected?
Yeah, you know, my parents were really good about that. They got me outside a bit, quite a bit when I was growing up. You know, we lived in the suburbs of Omaha, Nebraska, but we always went hunting and fishing and, you know, my mother was a big fan of her backyard birds and flowers, and so it was the changing of the seasons was a big deal. We'd run out, that my folks would have us all run outside whenever there were snow geese flying overhead. We could hear them honking at night as they flew over our house, so it's always been a big deal to me.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. But we'll have you guys on tomorrow with more news. Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Tiganovich, Music My Artist of the Week, Bella Manchester, and of course, your Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's make it a great one.